Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This episode is brought to you with the help from Newbility. Newbility is your go-to IT partner offering tailored solutions in talent acquisition, infrastructure support, network reliability, and cutting-edge AI. We help you stay ahead by turning technology into a strategic advantage for your business. Newbility, turning your challenges into powerful opportunities. All right, well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass. I'm Matthew Nichol here, voice of Augustana football, and joining me today, Josh Woodry, defensive tackle for the Vikings and senior. So, Josh, thanks for joining me here today.
Yep, no problem. Pleasure to be here.
So, Josh, for those that are watching, maybe don't know much about you, would you mind just doing kind of a quick introduction?
Yeah. Like you said, I'm Josh Woodry. I'm a senior from Augustana. My hometown is Chenoa, Illinois. I went to Prairie Central High School. I'm on the football and wrestling team, and I'm a mechanical engineer.
Well, good. Well, all the things I want to talk about here today. So we're in week 9. Let's talk a little bit about this past Saturday of the season now. Vikings are 3-5, so nowhere near what we intended or wanted to be at this point in the season. Two games left. I mean, general kind of sense and thought from this past Saturday as the Vikings went down to Bloomington.
Yeah, no one likes losing, and it kind of sucks to be in the position that we are right now with high expectations at the beginning of the season. But we just need to keep stacking days, and we'll figure it out hopefully here at the end of the season. But we kind of just need all guys to get on board and make the best of what we can for the future.
Yeah. Well, in Wesleyan, they have a good, strong defense. They're like second or third now rush defense in CCIW, like second in sacks or first in sacks, actually. And they always bring their best. They bring their A game because there's no love lost, I think, between the Titans and the Vikings, over the years. So there's definitely some pretty intense rivalry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's probably one of my biggest rivalries in college, other than North Central in wrestling, but that's a different story. But everyone in the CCIW is out to win. You can't really sleep on anyone or overestimate anyone because you're just as good as the guy playing against you.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about this Saturday. You know, the Vikings are going to be hosting Carthage. You know, what do you think the defense, as we kind of look ahead to the Saturday, what are we kind of expecting from the Firebirds a little bit?
We're kind of expecting a good mix of run and pass, but their scrambling quarterback is what really think I exposed North Central, or not North Central, North Park a few weeks ago or last week, just really hone in on containing the quarterback and minimizing third down conversions, I feel like would be our biggest goal.
Yeah. Well, third downs for sure. You know, that's been something that, you know, I think the Vikings defense, we've kind of gotten ourselves into trouble with, you know, is allowing those conversions for, you know, when it's beyond like third and eight, you know, and beyond. It's, we do great for the first two, and then, you know, it's a missed assignment. Like, things are going to happen, big plays are going to happen, but continue to work to minimize it. But now it's senior day, and I think that's super important, you know, and show we're recognizing, you know, both seniors, but also the parents. And it's, what I think is pretty cool too, is they're doing, I'm not sure if they've ever done this before, but you know, they have shirts that we bought earlier in the year and ordered up for Gold Rush. So there's a theme to this Saturday as well, which I think is super cool. What are your, you know, kind of thoughts just generally as you look ahead to senior day, what are you, looking forward to?
I've spent 4 years with these guys. They're all brothers to me. Even the ones who've flaked out either this year or last year, we've all just been really close, especially after the games at like the tailgates or senior houses. We're just really close as a class, as a whole.
Yeah. You know, how would you summarize? I mean, you've played, I believe, in every game since your sophomore year, I believe. I mean, how would you kind of summarize your career at Augie if, you know, if someone asked you to do so?
I'd summarize it as just trying to get better every week. I mean, you can't really let one game define your whole career. You just gotta wake up the next day on both feet and hit the day running. So,
is there any key memories or moments, you know, throughout your 4 years that really kind of stand out, you know, as you're obviously gonna have some time to kind of, you know, digest, you know, the last 4 years after the season's over, but any initial football memories or kind of key moments that really stand out to you?
I would have to say this started like my sophomore year, but after every home game, Coach Ragone, which is an O-line coach, he started this with the JV team, but we do a club dub. And really, it's just he comes into the locker room after a win. It doesn't matter how big, how small, but we're all celebrating, yelling, screaming, throwing water everywhere. And it's really just one of those simple things that I'm going to enjoy for a while.
That speaks a lot as well, I think, to the relationship, right, that everyone has built up, and those are some of the, you know, most fun kind of unique moments that people don't get to see, that happens, you know, when you guys, you know, head down the stairs into the tunnel there, people don't get to see that stuff. And I think it's super important to kind of shed the light on the things that happen inside the locker room, because sometimes that's even more important than what happens, you know, out on the field. Well, I mean, you're in a unique spot, right? Because you're a dual sport athlete. Now, why did you choose Augustana? Was that because it allowed you the opportunity to play both sports, wrestle and football, or how did you kind of make your way to the Vikings?
Well, yeah, it definitely was the dual sport part of it. The only other school I was really looking at doing both sports was Loras. And I think the thing that kind of switched me over to Augustana was just the coaches and how much pride they took into it. Coach Ragone, when I was initially here as a freshman, recruited me as an O-lineman. He had a lot of passion, loved the little guy. And then switch to defense, which is Aaron Collin and Coach Wes, and they're both very passionate about the spot that they're in, and they won't let you go easy, you know. They're always on you for something. And then the wrestling team, I think Coach Tony is probably one of my favorite coaches that I've ever had. He really will fight for you no matter who you are on the team. You could be the last string JV guy or the guy you're sending out to win the duel, but he will fight tooth and nail for you no matter who you are.
I love it. I love it. I mean, what was that switch like going from offense to defense? Did you play much defense in high school as well, on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, so I come from kind of a smaller school where we were mostly run blocking, and then I'd play both sides of the ball the whole game. So I feel like just with the combination of just drive blocking every play for a run, and then just some experience on defense really helped with my transition over.
Now, let's talk a little wrestling, because the Vikings opened up at home this past weekend against Milwaukee School of Engineering. So that was a nice opening win for them. It's probably difficult, right? Because they're like these seasons overlap towards the end. Are you essentially finishing up football and then you'll join the wrestling team kind of after that, or are you doing any other like practices or workouts during that time?
Yeah, so I might come in like one time a week during like a Saturday just to come in, get some mat time, roll around. But essentially, as soon as football over, I'm straight into the next season.
No rest.
We got Thanksgiving. That's about it.
Yeah. I was looking at it. I saw that Jacob Badger got a, you know, one by forfeit. Doesn't look like MSOE had someone at 285. Are you still looking to wrestle at that 285? Are you looking to, I think it's probably the lowest class, right? I mean, just heavyweight. I think like what 197 is the class below it, I believe.
Yep.
Are you still going to try to target 285? Are you going to be closer to that, like 260? Where do you think you'll be wrestling at?
I'll definitely be in that heavyweight, which is 285, but weight-wise, I'm sitting at like 255 right now. The lowest I'd want to go is maybe 245, but I think where I'm at right now is pretty good.
Yeah. I know, you know, coming into this year, the first edition of the NWCA, I mean, you know, they had you ranked 11th nationally in the heavyweight division by open mat. I was kind of looking at last year a little bit, and there's a mouthful here, but you won 23 of your 27 matches. You collected just over 100 points. You placed fourth at the Lower Midwest Regional. You're in second at the CCIW Championships early in the year. Robbie Bates from North Central, you know, you'll wrestle him likely again here several times coming up this year. You received CCIW All-Conference, NWCA Scholar All-American Honors. As you think about the upcoming wrestling season, I mean, what are your kind of expectations in as you look ahead to this year? I mean, what does that look like for you as you start to wrap your head around a little bit about wrestling?
I'm not looking ahead at like nationals. The most I'll look ahead is probably the next duel, but really just coming in early, getting ready, staying late on the bike. I don't know if you know this, but old football player and wrestler is actually staying back for the wrestling team, specifically just to work with the heavyweights, which I think is amazing. He does have another fifth year he's going to take at a Wisconsin school. So he's probably going to do some open mats here and there, but he's basically in there to make me better. So I think if I just hone in on the practice, really focus on myself, getting better, conditioning, wrestling, strength building is really what's going to carry the season.
Do you think coming from football going into wrestling, I mean, obviously you're going to be in good shape. What shape is, you know, what does that look like different when you go, you know, from football to wrestling? And what does that transition period, do you think, kind of look like to you?
Football shape and wrestling shape are definitely two different things. I'd say it takes about a month to like truly be back into wrestling shape. I mean, we try and do conditioning here and there on my own for wrestling, but really it just takes time on the mat every day to get to that wrestling condition. But yeah. I definitely kind of hinder myself with being in football, but
You know, it's not like you're just sitting around. So
that is true.
Last year, you know, you were one of five from the team that was selected as a NQCA scholar athlete, scholar All-American. So where did that drive of like academic excellence kind of, you know, come from?
I think, funny enough, there's another football player that I live with who's also a mechanical engineer. And I feel like we're always just working with each other, pushing each other, and just making sure we're both timely with our due dates, getting exams in, studying. A lot of late night cram sessions kind of fall behind with football, with studying. But I think just me and him, as well as the relationship I have with the other engineers in the class, really pushed me to be like academic forward.
Now,
weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
Did your parents, you know, have a good say, like, you know, when you're going through high school and, you know, working to help you develop like good study habits? Or is that something like, you know, for me, I was a first generation college student. So, you know, high school came super easy, but there was such a transition my freshman year around like learning how to study. You know, I didn't really have that type of support to help build that. Was that something that, you know, you did come in, had really good like parental support, or is it something you've had to like kind of develop, you know, how you learn and how you study, you know, throughout your kind of 4 years here?
Yeah, I'm also a first generation college student. My dad's a truck driver and my mom's an x-ray tech. And I think it was really just my mom pushing me to just try my best in everything, no matter what it was, that pushed me through high school. But definitely when I got to college, I was behind the ball with like studying and like kind of just college life and living and studying and sports balance was off for me. It took about a year for me to figure that out fully.
Yeah. Man, I remember those days. It was difficult. Yeah. It's a tough transition, you know, kind of making that change. That's something I can appreciate. Now, how did you choose mechanical engineering? Because, you know, I think they announced the engineering track the summer after you probably already had committed to Augie. You know, coming in, did you know that was something coming down the pipeline that you're interested in? Or how did you get to engineering? And then, you know, then not only that, let's pick the hardest, mechanical, and kind of go down that track.
All right. Well, thank you for saying mechanical is the hardest, but a little mechanical engineer slander. But I knew that that program was coming in, but I initially came in for the physics engineering, which isn't the same as the engineering program we have now, it would probably require me to do a 3-2, which I would spend 3 years here and then 2 years getting my master's. So I think, especially with like sports coming up and how it all played out, was really beneficial to me. But there was a point in like the spring of freshman year where I was just like, man, in high school, I was really good at math and science, but now this is like hard math and hard science. Mm-hmm. And I would almost switch to marketing, which is seems like a day and night difference. But like I said, the roommate that I have kind of pushed me. We were in a class together. He said, me and you, we're going to take care of this. We'll push through it. And I'm kind of glad I made that choice.
Yeah. What, yeah, because I always think about, I always forget about the physics engineering, that track, because it's, because I always look at it as like mechanical, then below as like industrial, and then ag are kind of the three I've always, you know, been exposed to. Mm-hmm. What was it like, I mean, being kind of the first cohort going through it? You know, did it seem like, you know, were you asked for feedback kind of along the way pretty consistently, or what was the experience like?
Yeah, so they definitely had a few guinea pig classes where they were kind of feeling things out, but the really my junior year is when they were hounding us for like information feedback and just trying to get the ABAT accredited for a year after I graduate, I think, which they really started hounding us for that. But like sophomore and spring or freshman year, we were doing the engineering physics classes, which were kind of similar, but it was more, I'd say, like ramped up to hit the BSE requirements.
Got it. Did you do any like internships this past summer?
So junior year, I did an internship with ID Tech. I was teaching kids ages 7 through 13 how to 3D print. And then this last summer, I did an internship with Vulcan Materials as an operations intern. And that's basically learning how a stone line runs. And I actually got a job offer from them for this June, being an operations trainee, which is kind of exciting.
Nice. I love it. So have you officially accepted, or are you still kind of on the table weighing some options?
I have officially accepted it, so.
I love it. What was the name of the company again?
Vulcan Materials.
Vulcan Materials. Where are they out of? Mm-hmm.
So their headquarters is in Birmingham, Alabama, but where I worked over the summer was in Nashville, Tennessee.
So are you going to have to relocate to Nashville then?
I will have to relocate to Nashville, but the reason why I was in Nashville is because my now fiance lived there, and really it was just to be closer to her over the summer, because right now we're long distance.
Okay. So now fiance, is that a relatively recent event?
That is. June 1st of this year, I asked Elena Steffa to be my wife, and she said yes.
I love it. Well, congrats. That's a big step. Love yeah. it. Now, as I was thinking a little bit about, what are your thoughts on, you know, they turned where it was like used to be the old pool area now to the wrestling room. You know, with the elevated stands. I think that's a pretty cool little facility to be wrestling in. I mean, what are your thoughts, you know, when they finally kind of launched that? Was it 2 years ago they did that, or a year ago they built that?
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago they decided they were filling the pool, and then about a year ago is like when we like officially had it. And I love what we did, just with all the decorations in there and kind of the characters that we're trying to develop as teams is really coming through, and you could see it with like the freshmen coming up. We have a lot more freshmen staying than my freshman year when I came in, and I feel like that's due to like the culture change and getting a new room. And we definitely have the support through our coaches and supporters to get it all done.
Well, it has such kind of an old school feel to it, Like, I still like the, you know, it has the, like, original, like, wooden benches that are, you know, benches that are lacquered. It's super cool, super cool feeling. So when I saw that they were doing that and kind of, you know, drew out the plans for it, I mean, I was super excited. I really want to get my boys over and watch a match here this year. And because we used to, when they were 3 and 4, we used to wrestle when they started for Young Guns. And we actually wrestled out of the wrestling room behind the basketball court there.
Yeah, right behind the bleachers.
Yeah, yeah. So we used to go in there and wrestle a couple of years. Buddy of mine, Eric Jurgens, he used to be the coach for, I think, was it 10 years, something like that, at Augie, runs that program. So it was cool to see they did that and kind of changed that facility around. And did they have something there this past Saturday for the wrestlers when we were at home versus North Central? It seemed like there was a lot of wrestlers in the top of Carver during the women's basketball game.
I think we might have. I'm not too sure on that, though.
Maybe they just had it open to people can go see or something. We'll love it. So when you were growing up, I was looking at your couple of track wrestling profiles. Now you were, was Prairie Central, Chenoa Hawks, was that the same as Hawk Elite, or is that like a separate group that you wrestled with?
I think that's a second group that we wrestled with. So when I first started, when I was like 8, I wrestled for a IESA wrestling club with my buddy, Brandon Hasselton. And I did that up until 7th grade. And then I wrestled for IESA, which was through the school.
Got it. Okay. Any memorable tournaments here kind of in the Midwest you had been to or wrestled at?
For like little kids or like high school?
Either one.
So I think my favorite match ever was actually during like the COVID year. It was in Coal City. It was like a wrestling club that was having a open mat day kind of, and in like kind of a warehouse type area where only like wrestlers and parents came to watch. I got to wrestle Hayden Copus, which was the number one ranked heavyweight in the nation at the time. And I took him all the way into ultimate tiebreaker. Ended up losing, but just the facility, the environment was definitely like old school 1v1 man in the arena type style.
That's pretty cool. You know, there's, you know, because I know I was mentioning a little bit before we kicked this off. I mean, both of my boys wrestle, and, you know, they're at a group, they're at an age now where, you know, we wrestled at state the last couple of years. And then we go off and find some of these different tournaments that are, you know, there's like some that, you know, it's like they, you know, put all of their wrestling mats out in the parking lot, you know, and they'll wrestle out there, or they'll do like, you know, midnight bash or something like that and kind of wrestle in the dark or under neons. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff that, you know, as a wrestler, you can kind of go and join and do, and, you know, and getting an opportunity to wrestle the number one person, you know, in the nation. That's, you know, that's super cool. And knowing that you took them, you know, that deep into the match is always a memorable, you know, experience regardless. Mm-hmm. Now thinking about this year, you know, the Robbie Bates, you know, you met him in the CCIW championship last year. I mean, can we expect a Bates Woodry matchup again come later this season?
I could almost guarantee it, most likely at conference and then possibly the national stage.
Now, do you feel like you're more like wrestling is so, I mean, it's such a individual, I mean, it's obviously an individual sport, but like your character and like your mentality and like your personality, I think a lot of times translates, you know, to the mat. and how you wrestle. Do you feel like you're more like defensive, you're more aggressive? Like, how would you kind of characterize how you wrestle?
I'd say freshman and sophomore year, I was definitely heavily defensive. Had a lot of 1-0 matches or 2-1 matches. And this my junior year, I really started to focus on kind of a more aggressive takedowns because of the recent rule change with the 3-point takedowns in college. And right now I kind of have a balance, but really I'm a defensive wrestler at heart, I think.
Now, that was actually a question I had down. I mean, from takedowns going from 2 to 3 last year, did you see a change in pace and how aggressive people were going after takedowns last year? Or, you know, did you not notice it as much?
I noticed it for sure. I mean, I changed my game plan kind of completely just to get a takedown in the first period. Would be super beneficial to me. I mean, with just being a defensive wrestler and getting that one takedown and leading the match, typically the whole way is like huge for me. But I think it took a little bit of time for our team to truly figure out the 3-point takedown. Mm-hmm. We were definitely giving up takedowns like it was a 2-1 match still, but I feel like at the end of the year, we kind of honed in and started to be more stingy with letting people take us down or more aggressive with our takedowns.
Well, I know it's been, I typically kind of grew up following Iowa. So they just had their first matchup, I think it was against Oregon State this past weekend, and definitely noticed it at the D1 level, but didn't get a chance to get over and watch, any last year, but so looking to this year, it's funny, gosh, a couple of years ago when we hosted the CCIW tournament, they had asked me, hey, we want someone to call matches. And I'm like, sure. It's like I've been coaching for a year. I know hardly anything about wrestling. So I ended up spending like 6 hours of like basically broadcasting mat one inside Carver. And you want to talk about a marathon. That was a cool setup. I think they had six mats, I think, going at one time. I think we had two cameras being pushed. But it's a pretty cool setup. Looking forward to getting over and seeing some matches here this year and bringing my boys over. So, I ask this of everyone. I know I want to be mindful of your time today. But so this is your last tailgate. You know, coming up, you mentioned that, you enjoy that portion of it. Who's the best tailgate food after a football game on a Saturday?
Hands down, 100%, Jason Woodry.
Yeah?
He always is usually dragging a trailer grill. He cooks up pork chops, pork tenderloins, sometimes steaks, but he's a big smoker, but I think he's kind of shifted into the grill section, and he's just always done a good job with it.
Now, was that the same smoker that made its way to the Isthmus Bowl? I remember there's one or two smokers up there, but I can't remember who had them.
I believe it was one of them. He is kind of obsessed with it, so he has two larger smokers. I think one he got with his buddy, and then one's just his. And then now he has like a trailer propane grill. So he's got a whole bunch of bells and whistles, and he's figured it out.
So Jason, who's that in relation to you then?
That's my dad.
Okay. You said Jason. I just want to make sure. Well, good, man. Well, certainly looking forward to this Saturday. It's the last home game, and then you guys got to travel down to Wash U. So I think it's still a good opportunity to finish 5-5 here this year. Again, not exactly what we all wanted and kind of anticipated coming in, but you're no time to kind of rest, man, as you'll be on to wrestling. So, good luck this Friday, good luck this Saturday, and then continued good luck here on the mat. For the next couple of months.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. What an honor to be picked.
Absolutely.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.